Welcome to First Formation, spiritual exercise for Christian soldiers looking to get up and pray. Join Pew Pew HQ every weekday morning to hear the good news through grunts and with grunts in the unity of the Holy Spirit as one church forever and ever. Fall in.
Psalm 25, verses 1 to 10. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Indeed, no one who waits shall be put to shame. They shall be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Make me know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been from old. Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me, for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in what is right, and teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are steadfast, love and faithfulness, for those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. Daniel chapter 9, verses 1 to 14. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, by descendant of Mede, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, perceived in the books the number of the years that according to the word of the Lord to Jeremiah the prophet must pass before the end of the desolations of Jerusalem, namely 70 years. Then I turned my face to the Lord God, seeking him by prayer and pleas for mercy, with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession, saying, O Lord, the great and awesome God who keeps the covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments, we have sinned and done wrong and acted wickedly and rebelled, turning aside from your commandments and rules. We have not listened to your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. To you, O Lord, belong righteousness, but to us open shame, this day to the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and to all of Israel, those who are near and those who are far away, in all the lands to which you have driven them, because of the treachery that they have committed against you. To us, O Lord, belongs open shame, to our kings, to our princes, to our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness, for we have rebelled against him, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God by walking in his laws, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. All Israel has transgressed your law and turned aside, refusing to obey your voice, and the curse and oath that are written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured out upon us because we have sinned against him. He has confirmed his words which he spoke against us and against our rulers who ruled us, by bringing upon us a great calamity. For under the whole heaven there has not been nothing done like that has been done against Jerusalem. As is written in the law of Moses, all this calamity has come upon us, yet we have not entreated the favor of the Lord our God, turning from our iniquities and gaining insight by your truth. Therefore the Lord has kept ready the calamity and has brought it upon us, for the Lord our God is righteous in all the works that he has done, and we have not disobeyed his, and we have not obeyed his voice. 1 John chapter 1, verses 3 to 10. That which has been seen and heard we proclaim also to you, that you too may have fellowship with us, and indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ, and we are writing his writings so our joy may be complete. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Good morning. My name is Tim Tribble. I am broadcasting from Sacramento, California. Today's readings come to us from Psalm 25, verses 1 to 10, Daniel chapter 9, verses 1 to 14, and 1 John chapter 1, verses 3 to 10. In the psalm today, it is titled, Teach Me Your Paths. This is a prayer or psalm of David, where he's talking about lifting up his soul to God. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Where he's asking God for his protection and go on, make known to me your ways, O Lord, teach me your paths. And this is a good prayer for all of us even today. It is to remember to take that time to listen to that still small voice. God generally does not do things in a big, large, bold way. It is a still small voice. I've heard it called a whisper of the wind. It's something that we need to take time every day, like you do listening here to First Formation. And when we get done with the podcast, take a moment, open your heart, your mind, talk to God for a couple minutes, and see what he is asking you to do for him. And the reading in Daniel, this is Daniel of the Lion's Den, and this is Darius the Mede, descendant of Mede, was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. So this is while the Israelites were being held. They'd been defeated by the Chaldeans. They were in slavery. And so we've had the preachings and teachings about Jerusalem from the prophet Jeremiah. And Daniel is the one who the Lord has told it will be, gave him a time frame, said it would be 70 years. But then Daniel turns to God in chapter 3. I turned my face to the Lord God, seeking him by prayer. Please for mercy with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And that was a popular way, I don't know if that's the right word, but that was the way that when people were in mourning, when they wanted to make themselves lesser, they would do that. So they wouldn't eat. They'd put on a sackcloth, which is exactly what it was. They'd wear a sack, and they would cover themselves with ashes. And so he's dropping himself before God. He's coming in a very penitent, very submissive heart to God, and he's asking God to have mercy on Israel. And at the end, in verse 14, therefore the Lord has kept ready the calamity and has brought it upon us, for the Lord our God is righteous in all the works he has done, and we have not obeyed his voice. And that's a very, very strong statement, and that is something that even today that means something to us, because we need to listen to God. We need to listen to what he wants for us, and we need to obey the rules that God has set forth for us. And our reading from the book of 1 John, this is called Walking in the Light. And again, this is a discussion about being in the light with Christ. The Holy Spirit has come down, that Jesus, the blood of Jesus, cleanses us from all our sins. And it reminds us, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And that is a very true statement. All of us, every single one of myself included, I don't care who you are, everyone, we don't do things right on a regular basis. It doesn't have to be huge, murdering someone, all that type, genocide, all that kind of stuff. This is just not obeying what God wants us to do. And it's for a lot of us, it's just the simple things. Life, as we live it, is difficult. That guy that cuts you off in traffic, people that don't behave themselves, you sit there in lines and you're at work or whatever, you have that coworker and that person in your unit, and you're just like, ooh. Those are things, because we are to love our neighbor as ourselves, and that is incredibly difficult. And it's something we need to remind ourselves of a daily basis. And to walk in the light of the Lord is to love your neighbor, love everyone around you, and take care of each other. So this is talking in light, and he says, if we confess our sins. So this is where we come to prayer. Remember, we are in the season of Lent right now. That is the penitential season. So confess that we've sinned. That we've things we have in the Book of Common Prayer that we use in the Episcopal Church. We use the phrase for things we have done and things we have left undone. Or things we have not done. And that is a very, very profound statement. Things we did, things we should have done, things we didn't do. And we confess our sins, God's mercy and God's grace is omnipotent. God forgives everyone for everything when you ask Him to. And that is an incredibly powerful statement. There's a lot of us, you'll hear me talk quite frequently about moral injury. And this right here, this speaks directly to that. As a medic, I've talked about this before, we had to do triage, and we called it playing God, because I did. I got there, and I had to decide who's salvageable, who's saveable, who's not saveable, who's going to take so many of my resources I can't treat other patients, and you let them go. That is not how we're brought up. That's not how we value life. And then to turn around and say, you're black, you're red. Black are the ones that are not going to make it. Reds are the immediates, yellows are the delayed patient, greens are your walking wounded. So when I triage someone into black, that hurts. Maybe not at that moment, because I'm so focused on what I got to do, but it comes back to you, trust me. So here we have this beautiful, beautiful passage that tells us that if we ask God, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So that's it. God forgives us. So bear that in mind today as we go through. I said this is the season of Lent, the penitential season. God loves us and God forgives us. Always, for everything. Amen.
A prayer for those we love, from the Book of Common Prayer. Almighty God, we entrust all who are dear to us to your never-failing care and love for this life and the life to come, knowing that you are doing for them better things than we can desire or pray for. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for falling in to First Formation, where Pew Pew HQ shares morning prayers for the humble, hardy folk caught in the crosshairs of God and country. If you like what you've heard, you can participate in one of the three following ways. First, you can support the podcast by clicking the link in the show notes. Or, if you serve military families, subscribe to First Forward, a paid subscription feed providing commentary on Sunday lectionary texts a week in advance. Use it for sermon prep or just because you support the troops. Second, you can become a co-host by recording a lectionary reading for a future episode. Instruction will be provided, and you don't have to be a grunt to collaborate with Pew Pew HQ in this or any way. Finally, you can also record and send prayer requests of a minute or less. Prayers can be included in an episode, read anonymously if you wish, or kept private for me to pray for off of air. So there you have it. Three ways to participate in First Formation. I hope you'll continue to listen, even if I haven't convinced you to fall in. This has been Brother Logan Isaac. Always faithful, always family. Semper Familia.